It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Screech is going to fight. Dustin Diamond has signed up to face off against bagel boss guy Chris Morgan in a boxing showdown in Atlantic City. The Saved by the Bell actor just inked a deal with celebrity boxing promoter Damon Feldman, and he says he cannot wait to go in the ring.
You know what? There is no way with no training. Maybe if I had some training a little bit in the future, I might come down. I mean, if I was wrestling with someone like you, because, you know, that'd be easy. You're a pipsqueak.
Oh, he's talking trash. Dustin Diamond, he's 42 now, and the guy he's taking on is only 5 feet tall, so he's got a height
advantage.
Oh,
he'll destroy the bagel guy. I can't wait. I'm paying money for this pay-per-view.
Would you really pay to watch this?
No, but I'll find an illegal stream. I'll do it with your Fire Stick.
Yeah, my new Fire Stick. I'm so excited to use this. Ooh, details about Demi Moore's new tell-all are getting juicier by the minute. Okay, so now John Cryer of 2.5 Men fame is in the mix. He is denying Demi Moore's claim that she took his virginity. Okay, so she is saying that she and he hooked up and she took his virginity back in 1984. No small affair. They're filming the movie. You know, he was big, like Pretty in Pink, like mm-hmm. the 80s, all those films. He said, I'm flattered, but really I lost my virginity in high school. And he was so sweet. John Cryer's like, but I'm sure, you know, my surprised look on my face and my non-experience
oh my
made her think that way, right? But he said she's absolutely right, and I was madly in love with her during that troubled time in her life. So very interesting. Now, this tell-all, she's also going on to talk about that infamous Vanity Fair cover where she was naked and pregnant.
We were doing the shoot for Vanity Fair, and that was the one we were doing at the end that was for me and the family. And while we were doing it, I was like, God, do you think that it would be amazing if they had the courage to put this on the cover? And they came back and said, hey, we'd like to do that. Are you okay with it?
Now, the juiciest details are really Ashton Kutcher. I'm like, what is he thinking? Because now he's married to Mila Kunis. They have two kiddos. And all these things are coming out about threesomes and how crazy their relationship was and how he cheated on Demi Moore. And he's probably on the side here. Like, he's definitely moved on and has this family. He said he almost tweeted something really snarky and bitter, but then looked down at his kids and he bit his lip. He's not saying anything.
It's just, yeah, it's awkward. You want to say something like, oh, can't say anything, can I?
But I mean, hey, it's the truth. You should own it. I mean, she is airing his dirty laundry as well in her memoir, but he was part of it. So.
Whatever it takes to sell a book, I'll read it.
Speaking of being pregnant, we're talking about that cover. New baby news for Jenna Dewan. She is pregnant and expecting her second baby.
I was like, what is this? I mean, I was like, mind blown.
So she split from Channing Tatum not too long ago, and now she's pregnant with Steve Kazee, her new boyfriend, his baby. So she and Channing Tatum have a 6-year-old beautiful baby girl, Everly, and now she's pregnant once again with her boyfriend's child. So she's clearly moved on as well.
There you go.
And moving on to Jessica Simpson, who says she just lost 100 pounds since giving birth to her baby girl, Birdie, 6 months ago.
It's a lifestyle, and I've tried so many different diets, and you know, you can only stick to something for so long, and I feel like with Weight Watchers, like, it just becomes a part of who you are.
She's pumping that brand. She said she tipped the scales at 240 pounds, and she's happy to have lost over 100, now saying she's proud to feel like her old self again.
That is incredible right there. Wow. That is
go
awesome.
Girl. Yeah.
All right, Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie, I saw some of this yesterday, but I don't think I've seen this before, not in a long time. Were you dress shamed yesterday, or what happened?
I was dress shamed. So I do television as well. And this isn't anything new for me. Like, I get, you know, people always have opinions to say about everything they see on TV or everything they see. But yeah, I received an email that was dress shaming the dress that I wore. And it was funny because I didn't believe it was accurate at all.
Okay, we're going to actually go over that. And then also, if you have an experience maybe similar to what Mackenzie's talking about, please, you can call in, be anonymous if need be, 833-563-2539. It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.